Now I want to move down to verse 7. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. And here again we have that word angel. And Levi here, that is, the priests are to be the messengers of the Lord of hosts. Now when we get to Revelation, we'll see to the angel of the church in Ephesus. Who's he speaking to? The leader there, the one who is teaching the Word of God. And that is the thing that is important. Let me sum this up now by saying this. This is my judgment, my interpretation of this. You may not accept the interpretation, but I believe that the sole duty of the pastor of the church is to teach the Word of God. And God have mercy on a church that is having him become a public relations man, having him run all over the countryside seeing sick babies and burping them, and have him spend his time in administration of a church when he should be studying the Word of God and teaching the Word of God. I had a call from back east the other night. And this man, he's an officer in the church, telling me about his church and his pastor. And my, believe me, he was after his pastor. And his pastor spends his time studying. And he says, you know, said, he's not administering the church. I said, did you tell me you were a deacon? He said, yes. I said, have you been visiting the sick yourself? He said, no, says, I keep pretty busy. And I said to him, do you know, I said, that's your business? And are you visiting the sick? Are you today taking charge of the administration of the church as you should? Or you want him to be the administrator? May I say to you, brother, his business is to teach the Word of God. Now, if he's not teaching the Word of God and he gets in the pulpit, then that's another story. But if he's spending his time studying and is giving out the Word of God, that's what God has called him to do. That's the thing. Remember the early apostles. Here were the widows of the Hellenic Jews and those that were native in that land, been born in that land. They were arguing, the widows, of the distribution of the gifts that were coming in that would feed them. And they brought it to the apostles. Why, the apostles did a marvelous job. They said, you point a bunch of deacons. Let them do this. We're going to give ourselves to the study of the Word of God. That is the important thing today. Now, I'm at a very great vantage point today. I've completed my ministry in the church, and I'm at the place now where, you know, you give advice to the other preachers because you're through. I'm at a tremendous vantage point to say this, and I do say it. And I thank God that I'm in a place now where I don't have to burp babies. That's not my business anymore. I do not have anything to do. Well, I have a little to do with administration, but that's not where I spend my time. I am spending more time today studying the Word than I've ever spent, and I thank God for it. And if I went back over my ministry, I'd even spend more time than I did, and some of them thought I spent too much time studying. But I'd go back and spend more time studying. I believe that's the business. That was Levi's business. But in this day, he wasn't doing it. Now God says, but ye are departed out of the way. Ye have caused many to stumble at the law. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. You're not teaching the Word of God as you should. That's verse 8. Now verse 9. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as ye have not kept my ways, but have been partial in the law. There was a day when ministers were listened to in this land. That day's passed. Only the liberal has a voice on TV, and thank God they don't have radio monopolized by any means, and there are few good voices on TV. But for the most part, especially when it's a program on which men are asked to appear, it's always the liberal that's asked to appear. Why? God said that that would happen when the ministry was not giving out the Word.